This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys with us on the phones all day. Rhea will join us coming up at 11. We got a parade tomorrow as we continue to celebrate the Eagles Super Bowl champions. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to say I appreciate this Super Bowl win more than you would ever know. I just wanted to put that out there. I appreciate it. Regardless of what other people might think, I do appreciate it.
I know you do.
Because it was something that I've never accomplished in my lifetime, and I understand how hard it is to do, how hard it is to accomplish that. And I just wanted to be known that it is appreciated.
So
the efforts of the ones involved is appreciated.
All 53 and the coaches staff and the staff and the front office, all of them.
That.
Yeah, I think most people understand that. You appreciate, of course you do. You're an Eagle. You bleed green, Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. So Hugh, look, when a team wins a championship, it's special, right? No matter when it is, no matter who it is, no matter what year it, like, and obviously with the Eagles, there's not many of them. There's only two Super Bowl championships. And this one was really special. And I was thinking about it this morning, Hugh, because, you know, I've had the just luck to be at WIP for both of these. And in 2017, I was doing the evening show. I just started in November that year doing the evening show. And then they won. It was like wild. It was out of nowhere. And now we get to do this show here together, Hugh. And look, I want to frame it this way. There's nothing ever quite like the first championship, but like for a franchise, for a city. And that one, I remember so many calls we took after the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017 season about how much that meant to people because it was about their family, right? Especially a lot of people called in and talked about how loved ones weren't around anymore. And they kind of want that was for them and the connection there. And Hugh, I realized 2017 for most people can never, ever be topped. I'm just going to, and when we discuss this, I just want to, we all speak for ourselves. Hugh, actually, as I was watching on Sunday night, This one became more special for me than even 2017 because I had the chance this time to watch with my kids, and my kids are old enough to be fans now. They're 10 and 7, and we watched the game together. And watching the joy in their eyes as they were jumping up and down when Cooper DeJean got the interception and scored. And then I showed you a video the other day. My son, Hugh, he's playing the trombone now. And he learned how to play the Eagles fight song. And after every touchdown, he would take his trombone out and he would play. For me, this became more special because I got to share it with them. 215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl team? And there's so many elements to this. To the players, to the group, to the coach, to everything. And I think for this one, this felt like more of a homegrown team. That team was a lot of mercenaries. Some homegrown, but a lot of mercenaries, one-year guys. There's no wrong answer in this, but Hugh, I'm curious for everyone out there, which Super Bowl team, Eagles Super Bowl team, was more special? 2017, 2024? How about for you, Hugh?
It's the 2017 because I got a chance to watch it with my son, Hugh. And I remember we're sitting there watching it, and we looked at each other after they won, and I was like, dog, we're going to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we're driving. He did not like jumping in the car, but he jumped in the car. And I was telling you a story. We were hauling ass through Carolina. And I got pulled over. And this is about, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And the officer was like, why are you running so fast? I said, officer, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to make it to the Eagles parade. And he looked at me. He ran the plates. And he was like, hey, slow it down. And that's what I remember. And I just remember getting to the city and just walking around with him and just seeing all the people, man. It was something that we didn't accomplish. You know, we got there, we didn't get it done, and then to have them do it against the same exact team and to have Brandon Graham come up with that huge sack, man, you talk about somebody that was emotional. That one for me was the one because obviously he was here. This one's special, but that's the one that will always be with me.
215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl team was more special to you? And look, this is one of those where we'll talk about both of them, and there's literally no wrong answer. These are championships, and they're special seasons. For me, this one, and it didn't happen until Sunday. Like, I didn't feel like this season, for me, most of the year was more special than 17. But a couple things that were different. One, we got a chance to do this show together, right? So we chronicled the whole season and talked through the whole thing. We did the pregame show. But then when I got home Sunday night after our last pregame show and watched the game with my kids and the joy on their face as the Eagles won the Super Bowl, like that did it for me. Like that became it.
And that's a beautiful thing.
It was the coolest thing. And then, Hugh, the teams were different, right? That team in 2017 had a lot of one-year contracts, out of nowhere, underdog. It was a different kind of team. This team actually became dominant. Now, they didn't start that way. They had their downs to start the season, but they became dominant. I saw a stat the other day. They only trailed for like 4 or 5 minutes the entire postseason. Like, they really bludgeoned teams.
And you know what the funny thing about it is? We're so close to it, like we are. We didn't see greatness. We couldn't see it. It was hard to see.
I think at times we were looking for why they weren't great. When then you take a step back, you're like, oh my goodness, wow.
And, I mean, and that's human.
Yeah.
Because you're here every day. We talk about this team every day. And there are certain things that transpired during the season that it was hard for us to see. There were a lot of criticisms. I mean, let's just call it what it is. The quarterback was not what most people were used to seeing. They weren't used to seeing quarterback with the stat line that Jalen had.
Well, we saw, I think we said on Sunday, we hadn't seen a team win the championship with more rushing yards than passing yards in a season since like the 70s Steelers. Mm-hmm. It's not normal.
Yeah. So there was a lot of criticism levied against the quarterback. I mean, I get that, but he just wins. Even to the point where we kept saying that and nobody wanted to hear that. You know, so there was a lot of adversity for this team. So I get why this year is the one for a lot of people. I really do.
Let's hear from Jason Kelce. He was on this morning with DeCameron Richey talking about how this team changed and morphed and became dominant.
It's just been remarkable how quickly it's turned and how dominant. I mean, they're very clearly the best team in the NFL.
There's no question.
Not like oh, they got hot at the right moment. This happened right for them. It ain't a question that this is the most talented team with the best coaches in the entire NFL this season.
He's right. I mean, and again, it took us a little while to realize that. And
took us the whole damn season.
It did. I mean,
because we didn't see it.
But the exclamation point, it did become obvious the last few weeks of the year, right? When they did what they did to Washington and then they did it to Kansas City, it was like, oh my goodness. They're not just the best roster. They're the best team. They play the best. Their knockout punch is different than everybody else's. 215-592-9494. And you kind of compare and contrast the teams. I mean, that team in 2017, it really came out of nowhere. You know, it was a team that, yeah, they had made the playoffs in 2013, but then they went through the chip thing and then Doug's first year. And it was just like, whoa. I remember my thinking heading into the season in 2017, I thought they'd be a playoff team. But I didn't think Super Bowl. And then this year started and Carson was playing great. And it was like, oh, wow, they might be the best team. But then Carson got hurt and it was like, oh, no. Like, it went through waves of, is this really real? And then they did it and they pulled it off and they beat Brady and Belichick. And if we're being real, that Super Bowl, that game was more entertaining, right? The 2017 one.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was back and forth. A nail biter. Yep. This one was just a good old-fashioned ass.
It was a
curb stomp.
But this one had more of a buildup with these players. Like we've watched Jalen from, you know, for 5 years now. We've watched Nick for 4 years as the head coach. We watched some of these guys, and then what happened 2 years ago when they came so close? So it was that, like, that buildup to, can they finally get over the hump? And then they did it. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. All right, Kyle, how about you? Which one was more special? Obviously, the first one will always have a special place because it's the first one. 2024, 2017, how about for you?
So, first of all, it's awesome that this is even like a debate because I didn't know that it would feel this way, like this special. After we had gotten the first one, it felt like every other one would sort of just would fall in line after that. It does for me still, but like this 2024 team is like it's very awesome to think about just how special and how dominant this team was. But man, I just, because I'm already seeing a lot of people saying 2024 today. And I just encourage people to think back and remember to how you felt, how we all felt as Eagles fans for the years and years, however old you are. Before they finally got that first one, like never knowing what it felt like to get over the hump, always being the little brother to teams like, you know, the Cowboys, who, well, we have 5 Super Bowl rings, you know, and even though the Cowboys haven't done crap for years and years, we were never able to puff our chest out and say, okay, like, you know, we got one, put our stamp on the fact that we are the team of this quarter century or one of the teams of this quarter century. But when we got it and like, you brought this up, the game, how good the game was, the relief, the weight lifted off our shoulders when that clock hit zero and the ball hit the ground on that Hail Mary. Like, I don't think I can ever replicate the feeling that I had. And also, just like as someone from this area, I just feel more connected to the idea of a team that was doubted and an underdog and a next man up type thing. Like that felt like more of like a scrappy team, like almost like little engine that could.
Well, the speech type thing. I mean, Kelsey's speech encapsulated that.
Right. Like this one, like I'm not used to, and it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, but I'm still getting used to the fact that like we just kicked everybody's ass on the way to the Super Bowl. And
they're
like just how
now.
Dominant this
yeah.
team was. Like that one, I just felt like a little bit more connected to just the whole vibe of being an underdog, being doubted, and then the relief of finally getting over that hump and the weight lifted off my shoulders. So, well, I'm very happy that this team is even in the conversation. It's very special. I will never, ever forget how I felt after 2017.
215-592-9494. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about doubted and underdogs. I mean, they were home underdogs to Case Keenum in the postseason. That's how much that team was doubted back in 2017. All right, where do you come down on this? Which one was more special, 2017, 2024, as we discuss the Eagles now with 2 Super Bowl championships? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy pre-parade day, man.
That's exactly what it is. It's pre-game parade day here on WIP. What's up, Chris?
It really is the
pre-game
parade. Yeah, well, that's kind of like the show today is a pre-game for the parade tomorrow.
Well,
you could pregame when you get off the air.
No, it'll be banged up on the air tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm going to get right into this topic because I really have a bone to pick with somebody on this here show. Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
Just you sit this one out, brother. I got your 6. Kyle, shut up, all right?
You shut up.
Listen, this is young what, man, keep this your is mouth what we do. Down.
What is your problem?
Listen, you're spoiled. You don't tell me that, oh, the first one was the most important one. Like, you've had this troubled, like, painful existence as a Philadelphia.
It's fan. My opinion, Chris. I'm allowed to feel how I feel, just like you are.
I don't
jerk.
Like it, okay?
Wow. So.
I don't
We're
like
off
it.
To a flying start.
Yeah, you're up second tomorrow, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't argue with the producer. Like, you got to be careful when you're fooling with the producer, though.
It's one thing to call Hugh a jackass, another thing to yell at Kyle.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you want to call Hugh a jackass, you're right to the top.
Yeah, see, Hugh, you see how this goes? I attack Hugh, he puts me first. I attack him, I get bumped
Yeah, you
back.
Better watch. You got to watch it back, man.
I see how it goes around there. So listen, guys, this Super Bowl, okay, this one, to me, was the most important one. And the reason why is the first one was selfish for me. It was about a lot of personal feelings. It was about, like, validation, my own painful existence of growing up at, you know, somebody who was born in 1977, so my main experiences of football were during the 80s and 90s of watching some god-awful Philadelphia sports. That was all about redemption. So it was so selfish. This one, for me, was more about validation for us as a fan base, and it was more exciting for me to experience this with my fans and my brotherhood of Philadelphia fans out there. Like I mentioned, you going to the you know, supermarket and seeing people in Phillies gear, it just made it so much more special. You know, so like, it was also about the fact that we emphatically planted the flag and we said, we're at a different level. We now have multiple rings. Okay. So, it was the way we did it. We not only won the Super Bowl, but we blew our opponent out. So it was, again, that emphatic planting of the flag. We got to shut up all the people throwing shade at their mouths, out of their mouths for years on our team, on our players, on our city. And here's the best part, guys. Even the cow baby fans that are saying to me, damn, y'all look really good. I got to give it to you. Dude, you guys blew the doors off. You guys are no joke. And that's what this is about. Listen, just ask Bourbon Baby Jim when he calls in. He can't help himself but give us the respect and give us our shine. And for me, that's what makes this the greatest Super Bowl.
Yeah, Chris, I like that, man. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. And both had elements of slaying the dragon that couldn't be slayed, right? Hugh, the first one, like you said, it was against the Patriots, right? Mm-hmm. They finished revenge. They finished the job that you guys almost did in 04. The 17 team finished the job against Brady and Belichick. But this one also had some of that, because I've said a lot the last couple of years that the Eagles have still lived in Andy Reid's shadow, right? Like, he built this thing, he started it off. And although they've had a lot of success without him, until they beat him on a big stage, he still had that feather over them. Like, yeah, you're good, but I'm better. We don't have to say that anymore. The Eagles are just as successful as Reed post-Reed. I mean, like, I look at the two of them now as even since the divorce. That's an extra little thing on this. Yesterday, listen to this, in terms of how good and how great this football team now is. Listen to how Kay Adams framed the 2024 Eagles in the all-time NFL team conversation.
These 2024 Eagles have a case to be a top five team in NFL history. And you might say, Kay, you're so crazy. They lost three games, blah, blah, blah. Let's unpack that, shall we? Two of those three came within the first 4 weeks when A.J. Brown, Lane Johnson, Cooper DeJean, and Devontae Smith missed time with injuries. The other came when Jalen Hurts was knocked out of the game in the first quarter against the Commanders. In the games that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown started and finished together this year, this team was 15-0. They did not lose. Let's take a look at this. Pop up the full screen. Love that. 10 of those 15 wins came against teams with winning records. The Chiefs, the Commanders, the Rams, the Packers twice each, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Steelers. They beat the best of the frickin' best in the National Football League week in, week out. Not to mention, they won by a combined 50 points in the two biggest games of the year. That's insane. NFC Championship against Washington, Super Bowl against the 15 win, going for the three-peat Chiefs. Shut up.
So, obviously, she listens to our show with the shut up thing there. We're all yelling shut up to each other. So, once,
you know what? Shut up.
When she first started saying that, I kind of was like, come on. Like, really? Are we ready to put this team in the all-time NFL team? But then, Hugh, I saw this. So, teams that won the Super Bowl and the conference championship game by at least 18 points in the same postseason. All right, so blowout in the championship game, blowout in the Super Bowl. You ready for these four teams?
I'm listening.
84 Niners, 85 Bears, 89 Niners, 24 Eagles. That's it. I mean, Hugh, I hadn't considered, like, we just keep saying they're the best team in the NFL this year. Until she said that, and then I kind of dug into it, I hadn't thought about the idea that this team, by the end, looked like one of the best teams.
The 85 Bears.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When I made that comparison, I made it tongue-in-cheek. But when you look at that, you look at the legacy, you look at the road that they took, like, they were a stifling defense. And we're not going to appreciate it because we're too close to it until – like years later, you know, and it's not a stretch to say that, you know, they're comparable to like the year that the Baltimore Ravens had that defense. Like I said, the 85 Bears, some other defenses that played well during this stretch. That's not something that is hyperbole, in my opinion, because they played well. The biggest difference between those guys and this team is that most of those guys are names that we remember. You know what I mean? These guys were upstarts for the most part. And Vic Fangio brought them together, and now they have the chance and the potential to be household names next year.
We may look back 5 years from now and like Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith might be huge names in the NFL. And they were like, oh, wow, they had all these guys. But you're right now. As far as the you brought up the 2000 Ravens, the 85 Bears, I'm not saying the Eagles' defense is better than those teams. But
no, but, when you look at what they were accomplished.
Well, also, the Eagles finished it off against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Those teams finished it off against Kerry Collins and I believe the quarterback in 85 for the Patriots named Steve Grogan. Like, who the hell is Steve Grogan? Right? Like, yeah. Patrick Mahomes is a potential GOAT. Like, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at it from that perspective, I didn't look at it like that, but you're right. You're right.
So I guess the 2000 Ravens, you remember them for their defense, but they did have Jamal Lewis, right? Was that the year he rushed for 2,000 yards?
I think he did it a couple years later, but he was on that.
Okay,
team.
He was on right.
And they also had Shannon Sharp.
And then there's the 85 Bears, who are remembered for their defense, but they had Walter Payton. I think if you look back, like, their offense was probably a little bit better than you might remember, just because you think about their defense all the time. Like, this one, it's like pick one. Like, do you want to remember Saquon's season, or do you want to remember?
Yeah.
The defense and the turnaround they had, like, it just feels like a complete package.
Yeah, this team, if we look at 17-24, this team had more, I think, has more great players. That 17 team was a very good roster and deep, and they had a lot of backups that played really well, but this team just had more great players. 215-592-9494. Which one was more special? 2017-2024. Kurt is in Marlton. Hey, Kurt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt.
This year's team was amazing. It was the most impressive performance any of us have ever seen from an Eagles team, ever. I mean, it's just hands down. I was born in 62, 2 years after the Eagles won the championship. And I had to hear my father for years talk about what a great time it was, what an amazing feeling it was. By the time I was 5 in 67, I was a full-blown Eagles fan. So we're talking about, what, 50 years before I got an opportunity to see them win a Super Bowl. When they won that in 2017, that year, it was mind blown. I couldn't believe the sensations I was feeling to see my team winning the Super Bowl. So as wonderful as this year was, the wait and the anticipation and the want of that big win in previously, it's not even close.
Yeah, and Kurt, I understand that. And I think this might go along maybe age lines. It might go along your background, your fib. There's no wrong answer on this. But I, Kurt, remember doing my evening show then in February of 2018. And it was just phone call after phone call about how much it meant to people because of what you're saying, right? Like, loved ones, family, especially people that had, you know, they had lost parents that weren't around to see it. Like, there was a special connection to that first one that you can't replicate that again.
But I will say this, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when I look back at it, the one I'm going to remember as the most amazing team will be this one.
Well, that's for sure.
I just don't see them topping
it. Yeah, no, I mean, it might be hard to top for a long time in terms of dominance in a season. Kurt, man, we appreciate the phone call. Merrill said it. I think Merrill's calls at the end of each Super Bowl really sum up the difference. I remember him saying in February 2018, Eagles fans, this is for you. And then on this past Sunday, he said, this is the best Eagles team in the modern era. Like, that, one was for everyone, and then the other one was just the best Eagles team.
And also, you knew this game was over for, like, I don't know, like an hour and a half of real time.
Yeah.
Whereas that one, you're literally like, you didn't breathe until the ball hit the ground.
And
the
it
clock
felt
hit
like
zero.
That Brady Hail Mary stayed up there for a long time.
And it did. We tipped it back into the air.
Yeah, it did. And he must have thrown it so high because it did stay in the air a long time. 215-592-9494. A lot to do on the show today. Look, everyone here is lucky that the Eagles now have two Super Bowl championships. Which one was more special to you, 2017 or 2024? Rhea is going to join us at 11. And on the other side, we'll listen back to the biggest defensive plays of each of those two Super Bowl wins, including a call of DeJean's pick six you probably haven't heard yet. And it's great. That's next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert in Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot about keeping grass looking like a fairway. And it's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Well, the Eagles are the best around. The best team in the NFL. That's why we have a parade tomorrow. You got your parade outfit picked out, Hugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mummer's outfit for you?
No, that's nah. That's funny. Because I had somebody text me talking about asking me what should they wear for the parade. I'm like, I don't know. It's a parade.
Dress warm. I mean, I don't want to tell you.
It ain't going to be no dressing warm. It's going to be.
But it's going to be cold tomorrow.
It's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be some.
Alcohol will keep you warm, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be some.
I mean, a coat can't hurt either. Is it? Well, nah, 30 degrees?
I would. Let me go. I'm going to go ahead and just.
Man,
I'm going to go ahead and lay out on that one. But anyway, yes. I got my outfit picked out. You know, sometimes when you think about some of the stuff that you're about to say, you probably
pull that back.
Yeah, pull that
a little
back.
But
yeah, it's gonna be a time to be had tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We'll be doing our show live from the parade route tomorrow. We're gonna have people on the scene, correspondents in the field.
We got people.
Yeah.
We got multiple people.
Yeah. We're pulling out all the stops. We will bring you the best parade coverage tomorrow, starting at 10 during our show, leading right to afternoon show. And around then, end of our show, beginning of the afternoon show tomorrow is when we expect the parade speeches to start. 215-592-9494. Which one was more special to you? Is it 2017, 2024? Which Super Bowl? All right. Let's hear some great moments from each of the Eagles Super Bowl championships. Let's start with Cooper DeJean on Sunday. Now, you've seen the replay a million times. You've heard Merrill's call. You remember why? If you were watching it on TV with Merrill, you heard it there. Maybe you heard the Burkhart call. They're all good. But we kind of uncovered one here that, Hugh, I don't know if you heard this one. I always like when there's a different, almost like a non-NFL call of it. Like, you know how sometimes we'll play something you don't hear often. Like when we have big calls with the Spanish announcers, like Ricky Ricardo with the Eagles. Like, they're always awesome to hear. It's like you don't get to hear that very often or as much. Well, we uncovered this one. This is the UK call, the United Kingdom call of the Cooper DeJean touchdown return, the interception. Listen to this.
Time for Mahomes to try and make some magic. A night where he's trying to establish his legacy. Steps his foot, has some RJP right, rushes out to the right-hand side, has a man there. For the interception at the 39-yard line. Returning out to numbers 25, 20. Cooper DeJean down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Eagles! Cooper DeJean goes all the way across the formation.
I don't know who that guy is.
All the way across the formation.
But I need him on more calls. The NFL needs to hire that guy and put him on games. He's awesome.
All the way across the formation. That's what stuck out to me.
I guess I'm assuming he must be like a soccer announcer or something.
He has
like,
that kind of inflection.
They rise to the moment.
He
man.
Did.
They
he, really he, do. He didn't need a blue shoe. He totally rose to the moment there. That was awesome.
That was a good one.
Can we hear the call or the moment without any announcers? So this is just the crowd noise, Cooper DeJean, and obviously what stands out here is how loud it is, even though it's supposed to be a neutral site game. It wasn't. It was mostly Eagles fans. Listen to Cooper's return with just the crowd noise. Yeah, Hugh, that sounds like a home game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't talk about this because I didn't get a chance to, but when they were playing Fly Eagles, I mean, when I heard the fans singing Fly Eagles Fly, I was like, boy, these damn Eagle fans, they know they travel well. They took over Bourbon Street, man. The fact that we had some people, I was listening to the other shows, and there were people that were driving home from Louisiana that went to the game. They didn't even go to the game. They just went to hang out, the fellowship. And they are driving back. And now they're getting ready for a parade. You talk about a boot and rally.
That's right.
Seriously, think about that. You went out there and you probably had the time of your life on Bourbon Street. Didn't go to the game. Probably was drinking for 3 days straight. like no water. You didn't drink anything like water. No, you were drinking straight liquor. Mm-hmm. And now you're coming back home to partake in a parade. You might need to go to the doctor Monday because your urine is probably like that amber color. Like, seriously. Like, you're the real MVP because you are dedicated to your team that you jumped on the highway with a bunch of your buds and you drove down there and you're hightailing it back to Philadelphia right now, or you did. to get ready for the parade. You're the real MVP.
So I felt it when we were down there Sunday through Thursday last week. There just were more Eagles fans. They just were more visible. They were out. And it's not a very big city, so like we walked around a lot, and I just saw them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. Like, all right, we left Thursday. We heard more Eagles fans were there. But until the game starts, you're like, all right, maybe that was just my perception. Maybe it really wasn't 75-25 or 60-40. But you listen to that, and you just look at the crowd as the TV pan, it did feel like it was an Eagles crowd.
Well, so, like, and I guess from everything I saw, like, video-wise and what I heard, was that there were more Eagles fans down in New Orleans. When you looked, like, or when the camera would pan to the crowd, it did look like there was a really even mix of red and green. I think the Eagles fans were just louder. Like, they brought more energy.
Well, they were emboldened by a blowout. That helps.
No, I mean, like, no.
Energy.
From the beginning, yeah. Like, and that could have something to do with that's the Chiefs, you know.
That was that Bradley Cooper thing.
Ho-hum thing. Like, you know, this is our third, you know, we've been here tons of times before.
Yep.
Or that Eagles fans are just more raucous. But you felt it from the beginning when the Chiefs ran out of the tunnel and they got booed heavily. The Eagles with a huge cheer, and then Bradley Cooper getting the crowd going with the Eagles chant, you were like, oh.
Don't mean to talk to my own horn, but I was in a movie with Bradley Cooper. Just wanted to put that out there.
What do you mean?
I was in a movie with Bradley Cooper.
So you know him?
Yeah. I know we're cool.
How come you don't get him on the show if you're cool?
Sorry, partner.
I got his number.
Oh.
What movie was this?
Hey, hold on a second. I know him. Don't have his number.
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, like, this is one of those moments where, you know, you just want
to,
you know.
You tried to pull the yeah. Guess Who I Know card, and then I said, how come we don't get him on the show? Well, I don't really know him.
What movie?
If I see him, you probably won't know who I am. Limitless. I was in Limitless.
You were in Limitless?
Yes.
What was your role?
I was the poker player.
Oh, we got to find this scene.
I had on a nice.
Did you have a line? Did you have lines?
I did. I said, damn it. I said something like, damn it, because I lost. I had on a nice little velvet jacket. It was velvet.
Oh,
what
man.
What is that, velvet?
So we have a new Hugh.
Yeah.
High hands, Douglas.
Okay, just guys.
I'm just saying.
If I get distracted, I'm pulling up the entire movie here. I'm going to watch this as the show goes until I can find Hugh. I remember that was the one
where he had took the pill.
He took the pill and then he'd have to sleep anymore,
yeah.
Right? And he just like he became limitless.
Yeah.
I'm on this. Though.
Okay, we're going to find this scene. 215-592-94. Was that
the lines are just?
Yeah, I said something. I think I said damn or something. I had a line.
Was that kind of the end of the acting career?
No, that was like when it started. I was shooting up like a meteor. Now, like, you know, and I forgot to call the Tubi lady yesterday. I'm in line for some acting gigs. I just told them that I'm gonna need it to be work around my radio career, and they said, you know, hey, we might be able to do that. For
Wait, this is a show?
No, in the Tubi show. I don't know them.
No,
but they
Limitless.
Said,
no, Limitless was a movie.
No, it was
movie.
TV. The movie.
It was with Bradley Cooper was the star.
And Robert De Niro.
It was a pretty big movie.
It looks like there's a TV series with also Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, it's a TV series.
You know De Niro, too?
Yeah.
You have his number?
No.
Oh, come on. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phones here, which one was more special to you, 2017, 2024? Let's not slight 2017. I mean, the Cooper play is awesome. It just happened on Sunday. The UK call was great. But why don't we go back to 2017, the play that sealed a Super Bowl, the first one for the Eagles.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by, it is unrecovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady. They finally hit Tom Brady, and Barnett comes up with the football.
Oh, there is that turnover we played for.
Well, that's a great, I mean, so look, the play was amazing. It obviously, it changed the game. And also, it's an unbelievable call by Merrill and Mike there. That's a great one. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
All right. It's hard to decide which one. But I really will go with this one. All because this was like a statement run right here. Like, just to like what y'all said earlier, like just to get that monkey off our back, the whole entire team back. Like, I just, you know, I saw this team and this coach grow. I mean, just grow through a season, man. It's like he had everybody like locked in. Whatever he said to this team, they was totally locked in, and they would not let nothing break whatever Sirianni said. And then I watched Sirianni just start to grow and like just get better as a coach, you know, and speak better, you know, when they interviewing him and everything, man. But the main thing is, man, they kept their eyes on the prize. This was a selfless team this year. It was no ego. It was a little egos here and there, but it didn't distract anything. And this run right here was a big statement run, man, because people knew how good we was, but they didn't really believe how good we was until we showed them. So, you know,
well, that is it. Yeah, it was a statement. I mean, they made the statement right, that they were the best team in the NFL, even though most of the year they weren't considered that. They were considered talented, but not the best most of the year.
Right, and I don't take nothing away from the Philly man, but both of these games is locked. Legendary, man. Because like they say, we beat both the GOATs, and guess what? We stopped the repeat twice. So we're legendary. We're a legendary team now. We can live on.
Legendary, says Will in the Northeast. You're right over there, here, Will. Good phone call. What do you got?
Nothing,
what do you got?
Nothing. Nothing.
What do you got to say?
No, none. Listen, I am not. I'm not going to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue today.
Come on.
I'm going to say this.
Everyone will be drunk tomorrow.
I'm
going to
say this. I mean, I'm going to leave it right here.
Okay.
It's amazing how we just rewrote history. Like winning. Like, I remember Jaws told me one time, Ron Jaworski, winning salves all wounds. I was triggered a little bit when he said this team had no egos. And I'm just going to leave it like that. I ain't got nothing else to say.
I think Joe said this earlier in the week. This is the week where we could just say anything.
Yeah. That's,
and it's fine.
You believe it, you say it, you dream it.
You know what it is? I guess I just live way too much reality for all this. And I hear, like, and I'm going to let y'all live today, but I hear some of y'all, because I don't remember everybody's name that calls in, but I remember voices.
So.
And some folks, they you know, okay.
You're keeping receipts?
I keep receipts. Because you know what it is? I'm petty. You know, in case you didn't know, Kyle, and sometimes I let my pettiness take over, but not today. Well, I wore some real clothes to work today.
The 2017 team had one very key selfish figure on it.
Yes, he watched the parade. He watched the other guy hold the trophy up. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's stories from Darren Sproles about how egotistical that guy was. So, you know what this reminds me of? You said this, Kyle said this week, anyone could say anything. It's we romanticize a champion. That's what we do. When we pretend there was never any warts.
Yes.
I actually think it makes it better that a team is able to win in spite of warts. Like the Eagles were not perfect this year. They started off 2-2. The head coach was screaming at everyone here.
It's only one cat. It's only one cat that has, and I hate I'm going to say it, but it's the truth, because mm-hmm. I'd like to be a truth teller. Mm-hmm. It's only one cat that I can think of that's called into this radio station consistently that was unwavering on his belief in the quarterback.
That's the OG.
That's it.
Yeah.
One. And I just find it ironic, you know, and again, I'm not being, I am being petty. I'm not going to tell that lie. I'm being petty. I just find it ironic how we romanticize, like you said, we're romanticizing this thing.
And we can do the same thing to go back to 2017. Like, you could find 100,000 people right now that said, I always knew Foles would do it. That was not the case. I mean, I remember the conversation here from when Wentz went out. Right, and then Foles came in and they finished the Ram game, and then he came in and he played pretty well against the Giants, I believe was the next game on the road in New York, and they won that game. But then it was Christmas night against the Raiders when they clinched the number one seed. The offense looked like crap. I think they won that game 10-7.
I was at that game.
Yeah, I think I was filling in the next morning for Angela. That was like the in between Christmas and New Year week, and people were not feeling great about the offense. Then they went out there and played a quarter against the Cowboys. Foles didn't look very good. And Hugh, there were question marks for 2 weeks heading into the first playoff game. If he struggled, would they bench him for Sudfeld? So we do this. We doubt, and then it comes to fruition, and we say, we never doubted. It's okay.
And let me be clear. You can fan however you want to fan. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be the fan police and tell you how to fan. I just find it ironic how we romanticize it now. This was not easy to get here, man. That's for me what makes it so special, because it wasn't easy. There was a lot of adversity, and you fought through all of that, and you persevered. That's why when I look at this team, and you look at past teams that won, especially this one, because I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
I admire them because they won in spite of. They won in spite of Jalen Hurts not really, you know, believing in his coach at the beginning of the year, but that changed. They won in spite of the fact that he sat there in a press conference and really left us wondering what the hell he was talking about when he was like, he didn't like change. He had a different coordinator every year. They won in spite of the fact that Brandon Graham went on there and threw the receiver under the bus saying that he needs to understand more. They won in spite of all of that. That's what makes this special. That's what makes this championship so special, because you can have adversity, but you didn't make it. It wasn't so adverse that it stopped you from achieving your ultimate goal.
Yeah, and in both years, and again, we forget now, but in both years, the head coach was under major scrutiny. I remember week three of the 2017 season, Doug went for a pretty, I would say, aggressive fourth down, and it did not work. Mm-hmm. And I remember the conversation that week. In week three of the year, they won the Super Bowl. Is Doug Peterson a good coach? And then 5 months later, our coach is Bill Belichick. Hugh, we did the same thing to Sirianni. I mean, I sat here and said after
he was a bubblehead. And yeah. And to this day, he's still a bubblehead.
But he's a champion.
But he's a championship bubblehead.
And I give him a lot of credit for evolving. He evolved as the season went on. He figured out what kind of defense he had. He figured out what buttons he had to press, and that made them champions. 215-592-9494. Which one was more special to you? 2017, 2024? There's no wrong answer. We're having fun today with the idea of we got two now. There's two
of them things.
Two Super Bowl
titles.
Did
you see the banner they put up on the stadium?
With the two Lombardis?
It's funny. It's almost like Mecca now. You know, just I'm talking about not. It's not Mecca. I don't want to make anybody feel any kind of way. It's just now you go down there, and it's a place that people want to take pictures.
It is, And you know what else? So to add to the specialness of this one, and they're different. Hugh, this one, the first one was the Eagles got one, right? But now this starts to cement them as one of the great franchises in the NFL, which
yes.
I think people hear. Deep down, we've known for a while, like, they're really well run, they're really smart, they do things right. But until you win the second or the third, it's kind of tough to put them in
the same
category.
Just lip service.
Right. Now it's like, they have the hardware.
Oh, for real. Y'all for real.
Yep, they have the hardware now. Chris in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's hey, up, Chris.
I'm calling in because I actually just thought you were talking about me, Hugh, the guy that calls in and had doubt about Jalen, but you can throw this receipt away because I'm returning my statement. I'm the moron that called and said that the Eagles will never win a Super Bowl with Hurts as the quarterback. I watched that game, and I just saw him. I just saw the look in his eye, and I know that he made a statement. He said that I didn't walk through this fire to smell the smoke. I watched him all through college, and he had a screensaver on his phone, and he was looking at the confetti fall down when they lost. That dude was ready to go. And when they shut down what got them there, because Saquon was the train that got us there, Jalen said, all right, bro, well, here we go. Mm-hmm. You want to shut down Saquon? Watch this. And Jalen's a stud. I got caught up in the Burrows and, you know, all the flashy quarterbacks that pass for 300 yards and throw, you know, four touchdowns a game. That's not Jalen Hurts. Jalen does it his way, and I'm fine with Jalen's way because Jalen, they can't do what Jalen can do. Jalen can do what they can do, but they both can't do what Jalen can do. They can't run and rip, you know, 70, 80 yards a game and do what he does. And just watching him pass and that pass that he threw to Slim Six, come on, man. Hugh, I apologize. The whole season, you took up for Hurts. You said what you said, and you stuck up for him, and you were right. And I retract my statement. Jalen Hurts, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. You're an effing stud, bro. I thank you for the season. You were amazing. You deserve everything you got. You went to Disney. I love you, bro. Thank you for doing this. And your question, I was torn about which Super Bowl was better. My son was born in 17, and no one expected that. We beat Tom Brady. I have to go with the first one because it was special. It brought the city our first championship, and you'll never forget that. You'll never forget this team, but mine was, 2017.
Yeah, and Chris, like, they're both unbelievably special.
You know what, Chris? I appreciate that, man. I mean, you didn't have to do that. I mean, you really didn't.
No, you I'm sorry for doubting you. I loved you when you were playing. I got your jersey in my man cave. Jalen Hurts does things his way. He can run and he can throw. Burrow can do this, maybe run a little bit, but he can't do. Jalen Hurts is the total package. And as long as we got him, this ain't over, baby. This ain't over. I'm telling you right now, we're getting another one.
Well, they should. I mean, Chris, they have the team. They have the front office. They have the quarterback. They got the defense. Chris, good phone call. And Hugh, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it. We're going to play some of the best clips of it coming up around 12 today. I was watching the mic'd up. They did the mic'd up version of the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
NFL Network put it on last night. And I was watching a little bit this morning before I drove in. And there's a lot of cool parts. A lot. I mean, Saquon's reaction to Cooper DeJean's interception return is one of the coolest parts. There's a lot. Sirianni in the sidelines is really fun. But Hugh, there was something about Hurts in the mic'd up, because he didn't talk much, right? Like he's not a yeller and a screamer.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so
animated.
He was animated and locked in. There was a moment where when he throws the bomb to Devontae. And I think it's Mailata who says something like, they can't bleep with you.
Yeah.
And he looks at him and he says, I know. And it was just like, it was this
My favorite.
It was cold confidence.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. He validated his parking. I can't imagine, because he's, and the thing about him is he's been level-headed the whole time. I can't imagine how hard it was for him to hear all this criticism and not say a word. And you know, all of that other stuff, and have everything that he said being picked apart. He's a very, very smart guy, man. And he's on top now. He's that guy.
And here's the reality. Some of the criticism was totally fair.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't like he had a MVP kind of season and we just nitpicked for no reason. But here's what's more important. He shows up in the biggest moments, right? Like, is it about what he does in week six? For now, the rest of his career, after we've seen two Super Bowl performances by him, or is it about what he does in the biggest stage? I think if we all were to vote on that, we'd say, well, it matters what he does in the biggest stage. They're going to be in the playoffs most years. If he's a good or a great playoff performer, that's what his legacy is going to be. I mean, I remember when we were doing the thing about him, and everyone says, well, he's a winner. And I said 3 weeks ago, that hits more if he's got a ring on his finger. Well, now he's got a ring on his finger. He's absolutely and 1,000% a winner and a champion. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls all show long. We continue the celebration. It's the pregame for the parade tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. And we'll be there doing our show live. So Rhea's going to join us on the other side. Your phone calls all show long here. Which one was more special to you, 2017 or 2024? Which Super Bowl from the Eagles was more special to you? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of a game or want to bet on the fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you could even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger pay. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Well, the Eagles are the best around. The best team in the NFL. That's why we have a parade tomorrow. You got your parade outfit picked out, Hugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mummer's outfit for you?
Nah. That's funny. Because I had somebody texting me talking about asking me what should they wear for the parade. I'm like, I don't know. It's a parade.
Dress warm. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's gonna it ain't going to be no dressing warm. It's going to be.
But it's going to be cold tomorrow.
It's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be some.
Alcohol will keep you warm, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be some.
I mean, a coat can't hurt either. Is it? Well, yeah. 30 degrees?
I would. Let me go. I'm going to go ahead. Just
man,
go ahead and lay out on that one. But anyway, yes. I got my outfit picked out. You know, sometimes when you think about some of the stuff that you're about to say, you probably say, I'll probably
pull that back.
Yeah, pull that
a little self-edit.
But yeah, it's gonna be a time to be had tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We'll be doing our show live from the parade route tomorrow. We're gonna have people on the scene, correspondents in the field.
We got people,
yeah.
Oh,
we got multiple people. Yeah, we're pulling out all the stops. We will bring you the best parade coverage tomorrow starting at 10 during our show, leading right to afternoon show. And around then, end of our show, beginning of the afternoon show tomorrow is when we expect the parade speeches to start. 215-592-9494. Which one was more special to you? Is it 2017, 2024? Which Super Bowl? All right, let's hear some great moments from each of the Eagles' Super Bowl championships. Let's start with Cooper DeJean on Sunday. Now, you've seen the replay a million times. You've heard Merrill's call. You remember why? If you were watching it on TV with Merrill, you heard it there. Maybe you heard the Burkhart call. They're all good. But we kind of uncovered one here that, Hugh, I don't know if you heard this one. I always like when there's a different, almost like a non-NFL call of it. Like, you know how sometimes we'll play something you don't hear often. Like when we have big calls with the Spanish announcers, like Ricky Ricardo with the Eagles. Like, they're always awesome to hear. It's like you don't get to hear that very often or as much. Well, we uncovered this one. This is the UK call, the United Kingdom call of the Cooper DeJean touchdown return, the interception. Listen to this.
Time for Mahomes to try and make some magic. A night where he's trying to establish his legacy. Steps his foot, has some Samaje Perine, rushes out to the right-hand side, has a man there, throws the interception at the 39-yard line. Returning out to the numbers, 25, 20. Cooper DeJean down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Eagles! Cooper DeJean goes all the way across the formation.
I don't know who that guy is.
All the way across the formation.
But I need him on more calls. The NFL needs to hire that guy and put him on games. He's awesome.
All the way across the formation. That's what stuck out to me.
Something about, like, I guess I'm assuming he must be like a soccer announcer or something.
He has
like,
that kind of inflection.
They rise to the moment.
He
man.
Did.
They
he, really do. He didn't need a blue shoe. He totally rose to the moment there. That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good one.
Can we hear the call or the moment without any announcers? So this is just the crowd noise, Cooper DeJean, and obviously what stands out here is how loud it is, even though it's supposed to be a neutral site game. It wasn't. It was mostly Eagles fans. Listen to Cooper's return with just the crowd noise. Yeah, Hugh, that sounds like a home game.
Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't talk about this because I didn't get a chance to, but when they were playing Fly Eagles, I mean, when I heard the fans singing Fly Eagles Fly, I was like, boy, these damn Eagle fans, they know they travel well. They took over Bourbon Street, man. The fact that we had some people, I was listening to the other shows, and there were people that were driving home from Louisiana that went to the game. They didn't even go to the game. They just went to hang out, the fellowship. And they are driving back. And now they're getting ready for a parade. You talk about a boot and rally.
That's right.
Seriously, think about that. You went out there and you probably had the time of your life on Bourbon Street. Didn't go to the game. Probably was drinking for 3 days straight. like no water. You didn't drink anything like water. No, you were drinking straight liquor. Mm-hmm. And now you're coming back home to partake in a parade. You might need to go to the doctor Monday because your urine is probably like that amber color. Like, seriously. Like, you're the real MVP because you are dedicated to your team that you jumped on the highway with a bunch of your buds and you drove down there and you're hightailing it back to Philadelphia right now, or you did, to get ready for the parade. You're the real MVP.
So I felt it when we were down there Sunday through Thursday last week. There just were more Eagles fans. They just were more visible. They were out. And it's not a very big city, so like we walked around a lot, and I just saw them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. Like, all right, we left Thursday. We heard more Eagles fans were there. But until the game starts, you're like, all right, maybe that was just my perception. Maybe it really wasn't 75-25 or 60-40. But you listen to that, and you just look at the crowd as the TV pan, it did feel like it was an Eagles crowd.
Well, so, like, and I guess from everything I saw, like, video-wise and what I heard, was that there were more Eagles fans down in New Orleans. When you looked, like, or when the camera would pan to the crowd, it did look like there was a really even mix of red and green. I think the Eagles fans were just louder. Like, they brought more energy.
Well, they were emboldened by a blowout.
No, I mean, like, no.
From
the beginning, yeah. Like, and that could have something to do with that's the Chiefs, you know. Just
that was that Bradley Cooper thing.
Ho-hum thing. Like, you know, this is our third, you know, we've been here tons of times before.
Yep.
Or that Eagles fans are just more raucous. But you felt it from the beginning when the Chiefs ran out of the tunnel and they got booed heavily. The Eagles with a huge cheer, and then Bradley Cooper getting the crowd going with the Eagles chant, you were like, oh.
Don't mean to talk to my own horn, but I was in a movie with Bradley Cooper. Just wanted to put that out there.
What do you mean?
I was in a movie with Bradley Cooper.
So you know him?
Yeah. I know we're cool.
How come you don't get him on the show if you're cool?
Sorry, partner.
I got his number.
Oh.
What movie was this?
Hold on a second. I know him. Don't have his number.
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, like, this is one of those moments where, you know, you just want to, you know.
You tried to pull the guess who I know card, and then I said, how come we don't get him on the show? Well, I don't really know him.
What movie?
If I see him, he probably won't know who I am. Limitless. I was in Limitless.
You were in Limitless?
Yes.
What was your role?
I was the poker player.
Oh, we got to find this scene.
I had on a nice.
Did you have a line? Did you have lines?
I did. I said, damn it. I said something like, damn it, because I lost. I had on a nice little velvet jacket. It was velvet.
Oh, man.
What is that, velvet?
So we have a new Hugh.
Yeah.
High hands, Douglas.
Okay, just you guys.
I'm just saying.
If I get distracted, I'm pulling up the entire movie here. I'm going to watch this as the show goes until I can find Hugh. I remember that was the one
where he had took the pill.
He took the pill and then he didn't have to sleep anymore,
yeah.
Right? And he just like he became limitless.
Yeah.
I'm on this. Though.
Okay, we're going to find this scene. 215-592-94. Was that
the lines are just?
I said something. I think I said damn or something. I had a line.
Was that kind of the end of the acting career?
No, that was that was like when it started. I was shooting up like a meteor. Now, like, you know, and I forgot to call the Tubi lady yesterday. I'm in line for some acting gigs. I just told them that I'm gonna need it to be work around my radio career, and they said, you know, hey, we might be able to do that. For
Wait, this is a show?
No, in the Tubi show. I don't know. No,
Limitless was a movie.
The movie.
It was with Bradley Cooper was
and,
the star.
And Robert De Niro.
It was a pretty big movie.
It looks like there's a TV series with also Bradley Cooper.
It is. It's a TV series.
You know De Niro too?
Yeah.
You have his number?
No.
Oh, come on. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phones here, which one was more special to you, 2017, 2024? Let's not slight 2017. I mean, the Cooper play is awesome. It just happened on Sunday. The UK call was great. But why don't we go back to 2017, the play that sealed a Super Bowl, the first one for the Eagles.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by. Yeah, it is recovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady. They finally hit Tom Brady, and Barnett comes up with the football.
Oh, there is that turnover we played for.
Well, that's a great. I mean, so look, the play was amazing. It obviously it changed the game, and also it's an unbelievable call by Merrill and Mike there. That's a great one. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
All right. Listen, it's hard to decide which one, but I really will go with this one, all because this was like a statement run right here, like. Just to like what y'all said earlier, like just to get that monkey off our back, the whole entire team back. Like, I just, you know, I saw this team and this coach grow. I mean, just grow through a season, man. It's like he had everybody like locked in. Whatever he said to this team, they was totally locked in, and they would not let nothing break whatever Sirianni said. And then I watched Sirianni just start to grow and like just get better as a coach, you know, and speak better, you know, when they interviewing him and everything, man. But the main thing is, man, they kept their eyes on the prize. This was a selfless team this year. It was no ego. It was a little egos here and there, but it didn't distract anything. And this run right here was a big statement run, man, because people knew how good we was, but they didn't really believe how good we was until we showed them. So, you know,
well, that is it. Yeah, it was a statement. I mean, they made the statement that they were the best team in the NFL, even though most of the year they weren't considered that. They were considered talented, but not the best most of the year.
Right, and I don't take nothing away from the Philly, man, but both of these games is locked. Legendary, man. Because like they say, we beat both the GOATs, and guess what? We stopped the repeat twice. So we're legendary. We're a legendary team now. We can live on.
Legendary, says Will in the Northeast. You're right over there, Hugh. Will, no, good phone call. What do you got?
None,
what do you got?
None. None.
What do you got to say?
No, none. Listen, I am not. I'm not going to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue today.
Come on.
No. I'm going to say this.
Everyone will be drunk tomorrow.
I'm going to say this. I mean, I'm going to leave it right here.
Okay.
It's amazing how we just rewrote history. Like winning. Like, I remember Josh told me one time, Ron Jaworski, winning salves all wounds. I was triggered a little bit when he said this team had no egos. And I'm just going to leave it like that. I ain't got nothing else to say.
I think Joe said this earlier in the week. This is the week where we could just say anything.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
You believe it, you say it, you dream it.
You know what it is? I guess I just live way too much reality for all this. And I hear, like, and I'm going to let y'all live today, but I hear some of y'all, because I don't remember everybody's name that calls in, but I remember voices.
So.
And some folks, they you know, okay.
You're keeping receipts?
I keep receipts. Because you know what it is? I'm petty. You know, in case you didn't know, Kyle, and sometimes I let my pettiness take over, but not today. Not today. Well, I wore some real clothes to work today.
The 2017 team had one very key selfish figure on it.
Yes, he watched the parade. He watched the other guy hold the trophy up. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's stories from Darren Sproles about how egotistical that guy was. So, you know what this reminds me of? You said this, Kyle said this week, anyone could say anything. It's we romanticize a champion. That's what we do. When we pretend there was never any warts.
Yes.
I actually think it makes it better that a team is able to win in spite of warts. Like the Eagles were not perfect this year. They started off 2-2. The head coach was screaming at everyone here.
It's only one cat. It's only one cat that has, and I hate I'm going to say it, but it's the truth, because I'd like to be a truth teller. Mm-hmm. There's only one cat that I can think of that's called into this radio station consistently that was unwavering on his belief in the quarterback.
That's the OG.
That's it.
Yeah.
One. And I just find it ironic. You know, and again, I'm not being, well, I am being petty. I'm not going to tell that lie. I'm being petty. I just find it ironic how we romanticize, like you said, romanticizing this thing.
And we can do the same thing to go back to 2017. Like, you could find 100,000 people right now that said, I always knew Foles would do it. That was not the case. I mean, I remember the conversation here from when Wentz went out, right, and then Foles came in and they finished the Ram game, and then he came in and he played pretty well against the Giants, I believe was the next game on the road in New York, and they won that game. But then it was Christmas night against the Raiders when they clinched the number one seed. The offense looked like crap. I think they won that game 10-7.
I was at that game.
Yeah, I think I was filling in the next morning for Angela. That was like the in between Christmas and New Year week, and people were not feeling great about the offense. Then they went out there and played a quarter against the Cowboys. Foles didn't look very good. And Hugh, there were question marks for 2 weeks heading into the first playoff game. If he struggled, would they bench him for Sudfeld? So we do this. We doubt, and then it comes to fruition, and we say, we never doubted. It's okay.
And let me be clear. You can fan however you want to fan. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be the fan police and tell you how to fan. I just find it ironic how we romanticize it now. This was not easy to get here, man. That's for me what makes it so special, because it wasn't easy. There was a lot of adversity, and you fought through all of that, and you persevered. That's why when I look at this team and you look at past teams that won, especially this one because I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
I admire them because they won in spite of. They won in spite of Jalen Hurts not really, you know, believing in his coach at the beginning of the year, but that changed. They won in spite of the fact that he sat there in a press conference and really left us wondering what the hell he was talking about when he was like, he didn't like change. He didn't, he, you know, he had a different coordinator every year. They won in spite of the fact that Brandon Graham went on there and threw the receiver under the bus saying that he needs to understand more. They won in spite of all of that. That's what makes this special. That's what makes this championship so special, because you can have adversity, but you didn't make it. It wasn't so adverse that it stopped you from achieving your ultimate goal.
Yeah, and in both years, and again, we forget now, but in both years, the head coach was under major scrutiny. I remember week three of the 2017 season, Doug went for a pretty, I would say, aggressive fourth down, and it did not work. Mm-hmm. And I remember the conversation that week. In week three of the year, they won the Super Bowl. Is Doug Peterson a good coach? And then 5 months later, out coaches Bill Belichick. Hugh, we did the same thing to Sirianni. I mean, I sat here and said, if
he was a bubblehead. And yeah. And to this day, he's still a bubblehead.
But he's a champion.
But he's a championship bubblehead.
And I give him a lot of credit for evolving. He evolved as the season went on. He figured out what kind of defense he had. He figured out what buttons he had to press, and that made them champions. 215-592-9494. Which one was more special to you? 2017, 2024? There's no wrong answer. We're having fun today with the idea of we got two now. There's two.
Two of them things.
Two Super Bowl titles.
Did you see the banner they put up on the stadium?
With the two Lombardis?
It's funny. It's almost like Mecca now. You know, just I'm talking about not. It's not Mecca. I don't want to make anybody feel any kind of way. It's just now you go down there, yeah. And it's a place that people want to take pictures.
It is, and you know what else? So to add to the specialness of this one, they're different. Hugh, this one, the first one was the Eagles got one, right? But now this starts to cement them as one of the great franchises in the NFL, which
yes.
I think people hear. Deep down, we've known for a while, like, they're really well run. They're really smart. They do things right. But until you win a second or the third, it's kind of tough to put them in the same category.
Just lip service.
Right. Now it's like, they have the hardware.
For real. Y'all for real, for real.
Yep,
this.
They have the hardware. Now, Chris at Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Chris.
I'm calling in because I actually just thought you were talking about me, Hugh, the guy that calls in and had doubt about Jalen, but you can throw this receipt away because I'm returning my statement. I'm the moron that called and said that the Eagles will never win a Super Bowl with Hurts as the quarterback. I watched that game, and I just saw him. I just saw the look in his eye, and I know that he made a statement. He said that I didn't walk through this fire to smell the smoke. I watched him all through college, and he had a screensaver on his phone that he was looking at the confetti fall down when they lost. That dude was ready to go. And when they shut down what got them there, because Saquon was the train that got us there, Jalen said, all right, bro, well, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
You want to shut down Saquon? Watch this. And Jalen's a stud. I got caught up in the Burrows and, you know, all the flashy quarterbacks that pass for 300 yards and throw, you know, four touchdowns a game. That's not Jalen Hurts. Jalen does it his way, and I'm fine with Jalen's way because Jalen, they can't do what Jalen can do. Jalen can do what they can do, but they both can't do what Jalen can do. They can't run and rip, you know, 70, 80 yards a game and do what he does. And just watching him pass and that pass that he threw to Slim Six, come on, man. Hugh, I apologize. The whole season, you took up for Hurts. You said what you said, and you stuck up for him, and you were right. And I retract my statement. Jalen Hurts, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. You're an effing stud, bro. I thank you for the season. You were amazing. You deserve everything you got. You went to Disney. I love you, bro. Thank you for doing this. And your question, I was torn about which Super Bowl was better. My son was born in 17, and no one expected that. We beat Tom Brady. I have to go with the first one because it was special. It brought the city our first championship, and you'll never forget that. You'll never forget this team, but mine was, you know, 2017.
Yeah, and Chris, like, they're both unbelievably special.
You know what, Chris, I appreciate that, man. I mean, you didn't have to do that. I mean, you really didn't.
No, you
I'm sorry for doubting you. I loved you when you were playing. I got your jersey in my man cave. Jalen Hurts does things his way. He can run and he can throw. Burrow can do this, maybe run a little bit, but he can't do. Jalen Hurts is the total package. And as long as we got him, this ain't over, baby. This ain't over. I'm telling you right now, we're getting another one.
Well, they should. I mean, Chris, they have the team. They have the front office. They have the quarterback. They got the defense. Chris, good phone call. And Hugh, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it. We're going to play some of the best clips of it coming up around 12 today. I was watching the mic'd up. They did the mic'd up version of the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. NFL Network put on last night. And I was watching a little bit this morning before I drove in. And there's a lot of cool parts. Saquon's reaction to Cooper DeJean's interception return is one of the coolest parts. There's a lot. Sirianni on the sidelines was really fun. But Hugh, there was something about Hurts in the mic'd up, because he didn't talk much, right? Like he's not a yeller and a screamer.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so
animated.
He was animated and locked in. There was a moment where when he throws the bomb to Devontae, and I think it's Mailata who says something like, "They can't bleep with you."
Yeah.
And he looks at him and says, "I know." And it was just like, it was this
That's my favorite.
It was cold confidence.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. He validated his parking. I can't imagine, because and the thing about him is he's been level-headed the whole time. I can't imagine how hard it was for him to hear all this criticism and not say a word and you know, all of that other stuff, and have everything that he said being picked apart. He's a very, very smart guy, man. And he's on top now. He's that guy.
And here's the reality. Some of the criticism was totally fair.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't like he had a MVP kind of season and we just nitpicked for no reason. But here's what's more important. He shows up in the biggest moments, right? Like, is it about what he does in week 6? For now, the rest of his career, after we've seen 2 Super Bowl performances by him, or is it about what he does in the biggest stage? I think if we all were to vote on that, we'd say, well, it matters what he does in the biggest stage. They're going to be in the playoffs most years. If he's a good or a great playoff performer, that's what his legacy is going to be. I mean, I remember when we were doing the thing about him, and everyone says, well, he's a winner. And I said 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that hits more if he's got a ring on his finger. Well, now he's got a ring on his finger. He's absolutely and 1,000% a winner and a champion. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls all show long. We continue the celebration. It's the pregame for the parade tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. And we'll be there doing our show live. So Rhea's going to join us on the other side. Your phone calls all show long here. Which one was more special to you, 2017 or 2024? Which Super Bowl from the Eagles was more special to you? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of a game or want to bet on the fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.